is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he is devastated after a driver in Vancouver plowed his car into a street festival and killed what police there are calling a number of people and injuring others. Carney wrote on X, "We are all mourning with you. The driver is in custody." There is unrest in Wisconsin over the arrest of a local judge charged with obstruction for allegedly trying to help a man avoid immigration agents. Our coverage now from Andy Bernhardt of Milwaukee's WDJT television.
Hundreds of protesters chanting outside the FBI Milwaukee division in St. Francis, saying Friday's arrest of Judge Hannah Dugan was unjust.
So when we fight, we win!
Hannah Dugan is a good, good person. She served our state well.
I don't believe she did break the law. And if she did it for a good reason.
Protesters are condemning the FBI and ICE, saying they don't belong in the courtroom and are terrorizing communities while contributing to the unjust deportation of immigrants.
Pope Francis is now part of history, and plans for a conclave of cardinals to pick his successor are coming into focus.
With Pope Francis's funeral now over, a period of mourning has begun. The conclave, in which eligible cardinals will gather in the Sistine Chapel to elect the next pope, is expected to begin as early as May 6th.
CBS's Tony Aiello in Rome, where President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky surprised the world with a one-on-one meeting.
Afterwards, Ukraine's president struck a positive, if cautious, note. The U.S. has increased its engagement with Russia. President Trump said Russia and Ukraine were very close to a deal. But he posted on social media, there was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities and towns over the last few days. It makes me think that maybe he doesn't want to stop the war and has to be dealt with differently.
BBC's Joe Inwood reporting. CBS's Stephen Kaufman tells us to prepare for hotter than usual weather ahead.
There's a warmer than average weather outlook for nearly every state over the next 3 months from the federal government's Climate Prediction Center.
We're seeing likely above normal temperatures across much of the western states and across the southern U.S., the Gulf Coast region. Above normal temperatures up the east coast.
Meteorologist Dan Collins says in regard to precipitation,
likely below normal precipitation across much of the west. And then there's some chance of above average precipitation for parts of the Gulf Coast and for the East Coast.
Three people are dead after a small plane that flew in from Alabama crashed near an airport in White County, Tennessee, east of Nashville Saturday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the GPS directions first before driving to the mall.
Turn right at the light. In 1,000 miles, you will reach Montreal.
Not Montreal, the mall.
Recalculating. 6,000 miles to Nepal.
No, the mall.
Checking first is smart.
Recalculating.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
An Orlando group says it has the financing to bring Major League Baseball to that city. CBS's Peter King tells us all they need now is a team.
The group calls itself the Orlando Dreamers, and organizer Jim Snorf says a team could draw locals and visitors.
We're the most visited destination in the country. We'll get close to 80 million visitors this year.
Snorf says his group has the financing to buy a team and build a stadium in the tourist district. It's been widely reported MLB wants to expand in the next few years, but there's an existing team down I-4 as well, the Tampa Bay Rays, whose home stadium was decimated by last year's Hurricane Milton. And one knowledgeable baseball writer is reported Commissioner Rob Manfred wants owner Stuart Sternberg to sell, but also wants the team to stay in Florida. Dreamers say they're watching, but not interfering. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A first-generation 2007 iPhone sold at auction for over $190,000, nearly 380 times the original price. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a shower late, high temperatures into the mid-50s. On Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some severe, hail, wind, and tornadoes all possible.
It's 39 right now. Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
play around with hearts pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart and won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah.
Me, even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc.
Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation.
They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together, and watch how you play, they don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. If they ever knew, and so we're running just as fast.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd. It's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck, getting dirt and gritty. been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city. Summer in the city. Thank you.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone. Weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too. Hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. Shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain of love. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're sinking ocean.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Police in Vancouver, Canada, say a vehicle was driven into revelers at a street festival, killing and injuring what they call an unknown number of people. BBC's Simon Jones.
This happened just after 8 o'clock local time. We know that the streets of Vancouver were busy with people celebrating something called Lapu Lapu Day, which marks Filipino culture.
We're supposed to unite as Filipinos and, like, celebrate for who we are. And then, like, it hurts that something like this had to happen.
The driver is in custody. Supporters of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan, arrested for allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant try to avoid arrest, are protesting.
Nick Ramos was one of the organizers.
When ICE shows up at courthouses, that's not justice. That's targeting. That's intimidation.